at Chantry Primary School in Luton, where this morning something has appeared on the school playing field. We're not too sure what it is yet. People were talking about noises in the area last night, but as I walk away from the children who are being kept back, we've got police are here, police tape is up. One of the teachers we can speak to at the moment is Jamie Kelly. Jamie, what do you know has happened here this morning?
Well, as far as I can see, I think an alien spaceship has landed in the middle of the night. There's been lots of reports to the police, emergency calls, lots of debris on the field, smoke going off. So as far as I can see, there's been a bit of a crash landing.
You stay there, Jamie. I'll be back over here. So Bedfordshire Police are on the scene. You've put tape around the area. What do you know so far?
Basically, we got called the early hours this morning to an incident here at the school. It looks like some sort of object has crashed in the school grounds. Other than that, we don't know anything.
And you brought in your soccer, your senior
forensics officers here as well, just to check, see what exactly what it is.
And at the moment, the area is cordoned off for the rest of the day?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Thank you very much. Right, Jamie, I mean, this is all absolutely fantastic, isn't it? But actually, with the kids away for a second, we're going to explain that this isn't actually happening and panicking people across Beds, Hearts and Bucks. This is a launch of a fantastic project you're doing.
It is indeed. Here at Chantry, we do wow factors to kick off our topic work. And our topic in year six for the next few weeks is all about space and the planets and the solar system. So this is our wow factor to kick off that learning. So we've staged this event of something landing on the field, and hopefully when the children come in, it will kickstart their learning. It will make them intrigued and make them really want to learn about space and the solar system.
And it is a wow factor because you've brought in sixth form students who are scenes of crimes officer. Bedfordshire Police have actually contributed and brought themselves across this morning.
They have. Everyone's been fantastic. We've got the police, we've got the sixth form students, all the staff have contributed. They got here early this morning to set things up. We have been working on this for months to keep it
top secret
from the children, and it's so far going to plan.
And there's smoke in the air, we can smell smoke, and the footprints go across and out onto the playing field. So at the moment, we don't know where this alien has wandered.
No, we've no idea. The footprints end at our sports container, and then they just disappear, so no one knows where the aliens vanished to. But there's a lot of slime on the playground, so...
And you're going to try and keep this a secret to the kids? So you want them to really believe in this and use their imaginations?
Oh yeah, of course. All our lessons from now on are going to be linked to this. So every time we do a lesson, we can bring it back to this, to do with space, to do with the literacy work, writing stories about aliens. So it's really kick-starting their learning. It should be great.
Describe the scene for people here. We're going to put some photos up on our website, but it is phenomenal. You've dug up a part of the field.
Well, I would say it's quite carnage at the moment. There's lots and lots of scrap bits of metal around that's been spray painted silver. There's a cordoned off area. There's a spaceship that's landed with smoke coming out of it. There's police around. There's police tape. There's pits of field that's been dug up. Straw set on fire. There's quite a lot here at the moment.
It looks absolutely awesome. And the effect it's having already. I mean, the kids are lining up, absolutely desperate to see what's happened here. And so I think the rest of this project's going to be a massive success.
Oh, well, I hope so. It's going to go on for about 4 weeks. Not this part, obviously. I can't maintain this for 4 weeks. But yeah. It should be fantastic. The kids are all lining up looking, and we'll keep it a secret until the end of the day.
So the plan is that in about 10 minutes time, I'm going to go and actually interview some of the children and find out what they think's happened here, see if any people heard any noises last night, and see if I can contribute to the project as well.